Welcome, good ladies and sirs, to the Comic Nights podcast. Join us at the roundtable as we delve into the not-so-dark ages of comics. We shall not be speaking of anything that came out this week. Our crusade is to delve into the past and bring you untold riches. I'm your host, Andrew Shaw. This week, instead of our usual talking about back issues, I'm just going to give a short review on Supernova Convention that I went to last weekend. So on the Saturday, which was the technically the first day of the convention, they usually have some stuff on the Friday night, which I didn't get to go to. But on the Saturday, I picked up Dean, Mike, and Nath from the Watcher podcast, and Billy from Death Rocket, and we all piled into my car and headed off to the Flemington Showgrounds. Now, we'd all luckily been able to acquire media passes. So we turned up and got to bypass the whole line and picked up our passes. And as became a running gag for the day, we were flashing our media passes to anyone who wanted to see them, Wayne's World style, you know, the backstage laminates. Entering the convention, the floor was very well set out, very open. A few of the conventions I've been to in Melbourne have been very cramped and makes it fairly hard to walk around the aisles, whereas this is, as it always is, Supernova, very well spread out and makes it easy to get a look at all the stalls and also make it a lot easier that you're not bumping into cardboard swords and strange costumes all day. Some of the more interesting things that were in there, a lot of really good cosplay. Not something I usually am wild about because of, as I've said, the aforementioned cardboard swords and things like that people carry around. But a lot of people put in a really good effort to dress up, and this convention was the same as it usually is, which is with fantastic costumes, a lot of your standard Wolverines and Batman and that sort of thing, but then very obscure manga characters and anime characters, which as Billy and Dan, who was on the first episode, would know, I'd have no idea who they are. There were some really good stalls, probably three or four back issue stalls, which I'll get to a bit later, but probably better than some of the conventions, who usually only have one or two, and the prices weren't too bad, probably a little up on other years. But some of the guests that were at this Supernova convention, comic book wise, Gail Simone, Dave Gibbons, the artist of Watchmen, Joe Jusko, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, and the Dodsons, which was a fairly nice surprise. Some of the other famous guests they had were Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville, David Hasselhoff, Sam Jones from Flash Gordon, who the Watcher guys got a really good interview with. And so, yeah, so wandering around and we took a few photos. Got to have a photo with Gail Simone, which was great, and speak to her about an upcoming anthology that both of us are actually in called You Are Not Alone, which is a bullying anthology that I was lucky enough to get a story accepted to, and had a photo with her, which was great. So it was good to wander around, good to be there with some good people. I was able to extend my addiction to the Funko pop vinyl figures. I picked up four at this convention, which were a blue Beast from the X-Men, Wolverine in the brown and gold costume, which in my opinion is the best costume, a Malbolgia, I think it's called, the demon from Fantasia, and Beetlejuice, which sort of rounds off my horror movie sci-fi collection, where I've got Jason, Freddy, Leatherface, Mars Attacks, Alien, and now Beetlejuice. And they were pretty cheap too. I think they were doing $3 for $40, and so the first lot we got was Billy, Dean, and I bought one each, so we all put in. And then the second lot, I had to go back and get more. My shelf in my comic room is starting to fill up now. So yeah, besides comic books, that is my other addiction. Okay, speaking of comic books, I was able to grab some back issues while I was there. As luck would have it, I've been trying to finish my run of Flinch, which is a short Vertigo series from a few years back, and I was able to pick up issue 11 and 15, which was good because I didn't have those ones. if you haven't heard of this series before, it's like a short every issue has three short stories in it, so it's an anthology series. Have some of the some fantastic creative teams along the way. These issues have a story by Joe Lansdale and Bruce Timm, John Rosen and Cliff Chang, Ian Carney and Dave Taylor. The second one has Paul Jenkins and the Panda Brothers, Somebody Shepherd and Chris Weston, and Will Pfeiffer has a story in this one as well. And they were in a two for $3 bin, which was great. Something else I picked up is a four-issue Machine Man series written by Tom DeFalco, with Herb Trimpe on breakdowns and the awesome Barry Windsor-Smith on finishes and colour. Haven't had a chance to read this one yet, but having a flick through, it is absolutely gorgeous. So I can't wait to get to that one. A couple other things I picked up. A couple of Marvel 2-in-1 issues. So Marvel 2-in-1 number 3 with The Thing and Daredevil. And Marvel 2-in-1 number 15, which is The Thing and Morbius, the Living Vampire. And this one, I really liked it. I have read it since then. But it's got a villain that I'd never heard of before called the Living Eraser. And he's got a bit of a Thanos slash Doom, Dark Side, that sort of mold of looking like a character. But he's got green skin. And he swipes at people with what look like karate chops. And as an eraser would, it erases them. Not just like altogether, but like someone has taken an eraser through a pencil drawing. And I thought it was a really cool look. The cover has him swiping through it. And he said, "Here's where you both get wiped out." And he's swiping through the title, through Morbius, and through The Thing. And it looks really good. And you actually see him through the parts he's swiped. Some of the other issues I picked up, I continued my run of Marvel Marvel Team Up, with the issues 88, which is Spider-Man and the Invisible Girl, 101, Spider-Man and Nighthawk, which has a really strange story where they go back to a college that Nighthawk went at, and they're attacked by robotic hippies. Very strange. And Spider-Man and Thor, which is number 115, and Spider-Man and Professor X, which is number 118. And I haven't read those ones yet, as they're the second part of a two-part story, so I'll have to pick up the first parts before I dive into those ones. So that was really all I bought at the convention. I picked up a couple of stuffed Disney toys for my girls as well. But that was about it. The day was good fun. First time I'd actually been at a convention from the open and stayed until I think we left about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the longest I'd ever been at one of these ones in Melbourne. It was good, but we were all very tired by the end of the day, very ready to go home, which was, you know, gets tired feet and you're wandering around, you're hungry, and you might have a bit of a headache as well because it's very noisy in there, especially when you walk past the wrestlers, which is always a strange... they always put it in a strange place where it's... to be fair, Supernova are usually pretty good. They have it away from a lot of the guests. But in front of the comic guests this year, as the ones I said before, plus people like Tristan Jones and Tom Taylor and Colin Wilson, they had what looked like a giant online computer game playing stall stand where they had microphones and bright lights and things like that. And standing in front of it was really warm, and I don't know how the guests would have gone, but we didn't hang around too long. Wasn't a whole lot of room to move. Some of the other things I did actually pick up the Soldier Legacy trade paperback from Paul Mason, which I'm really looking forward to jumping into. He signed it for me, and I picked up a couple of Frank Candelaro's books for a friend of mine in America, Andrew Sanford. So hopefully I'll get those over to him as soon as I can. But Frank's stuff is phenomenal, and you guys really should look him up. He's at Frankenmation on Twitter. All in all, pretty good. I did do some back issue diving, but there's some of the stuff I did put back was just, it was a bit overpriced for me. I'm happy to jump into the, you know, the $2 for $3, $2 for $5 bins, but when you're going through back issues, especially stuff that I could probably pick up either cheaper at another shop in Melbourne or online, and you're looking at $5 or $6 for just a random Marvel team up or 2-in-1 issue. It's a bit disheartening and a bit hard for me to actually want to pick it up. But that's what they want to price themselves at. That's fine. A lot of pop culture stands and lots of memorabilia instead of comics. You know, you get your comic figures and action figures and things like that, which seem to be big business. Not my cup of tea, but people seem to jump onto them. So overall, Supernova was good fun this year. It was good to meet Gail Simone, who was absolutely lovely in person. She was good to have a bit of a chat to, and it was good to see Flash Gordon in person and people like that. Supernova always seemed to be one of the more accommodating ones, and they have it at the showgrounds, which is a lot more spread out and open, and they've got food stalls nearby, which really helped too, and it's not too expensive. So it was good day to spend with the guys from Watcher and Billy, who came down from Sydney. And I'm hoping to get Billy on to an episode in the future once he finally gets internet on at his house. I thought I'd just do a quick episode, let you guys know. Hopefully the next one will either be with a guest on again, we can do an hour talk, or I'm also looking at doing a short episode to just cover a collection that I've got here that I've read, and which I'm thinking I might do those every once in a while. Just to break it up a little bit, so it's not always a guest. Sometimes I'll just jump on and do a quick 10 or 15 minutes just talking about a trade or a hardcover or something that I've got of old stuff that I really enjoyed. So yes, thanks for listening. Just one other thing. Thanks to my good friends at All Star Comics in Melbourne, I've got a book to give away as a prize. I'm not going to reveal what the prize is just yet. I'm just still thinking of what to do for a competition. But stay tuned on that one, and we'll have something up soon, hopefully on Facebook or Twitter. So thanks for listening. If you wanted to chat with me on Twitter, I'm on @Andrew_Shaw23 or @ComicNightsPod. Comic Nights on Facebook. So hope to hear from you soon. Hope you enjoy the episode. We'll have something a bit longer up for you soon, hopefully. Thanks and bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the Big Top Network.